Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy's unbelievable. Yeah, players that don't want to play in bowl games that don't mean a damn thing. You know what? I'll tell you what. You want to criticize a kid for sitting out of a national championship game? We might have a conversation. Well, when you criticize a kid about missing a meaningless game like the Red Box Bowl, Or whatever flea bag bowl you play.
The Bahamas Bowl.
Oh, yeah, the Bahama Bowl. Or whatever. If you're not playing for it all, it doesn't matter. This is a blood sport. You can die playing this game. But we won't be melodramatic because not many guys die. But you know what I saw last year? I saw Mackenzie Milton's career end. The quarterback for UCF, his leg exploded in 18 pieces. I don't think he's going to be UCF's quarterback this year. You know what I saw in a bowl game, Ohio State and Notre Dame? I saw Jalen Smith's career almost end. And it caused him to miss a year, and it caused him to fall in the draft. I don't hear about insurance policies. It's ridiculous to criticize these young men who make that decision when they went out for you and busted their ass.
You could just keep it right here. Jake Butt.
Yes.
His career is never going to be it.
No, it was never the same because he entered the league on a blown out knee.
Exactly.
Because he hurt it in a stupid bowl game.
Exactly.
But for Harbaugh to say, like, what are you doing? You know what, David? Honestly, you can call me a liar. I'd rather have MSU go 0-12 than have that guy as my coach. I don't find anything about this guy endearing. I didn't find it that way. You know the last time I liked Harbaugh? I liked him when he was a quarterback of the Colts because he was on that gritty, gutty 93-94 team with Aaron Bailey, Marcus Pollard. They had all the comebacks. They went into Pittsburgh and almost beat him to go to the Super Bowl. And Harbaugh is a player. I'm a kid. I don't know Jim Harbaugh. But, like, Harbaugh was kind of just a gutty, fringy NFL quarterback. You could root for that guy. But, man, once you start to get to know the guy and you see this, man, I haven't liked Jim Harbaugh in a long time. I go, give me a break. You got to be kidding me with this. He's intolerable. Go to the people. Go to John, see what he has to say about it. Johnny, how are you?
I'm doing great. I mean, Harbaugh is the gift that keeps on giving. This guy just sounds dumber and dumber here. Like you said, he was a guy that I used to root for, but every time he opens his mouth, he puts his foot in it. And this time he put both feet in it, because I'll tell you what. These bowl games are a joke to begin with. I mean, there should be like an 18 playoff. Everybody else should go home. These kids are playing all these games.
Friends, going to watch what I built burn. I'm going to play an injured quarterback because I left it up to him. I'm gonna just destroy some of the best defenses in school history because I'm an old school guy who refuses to adapt offensively. I can barely stand my own guy. How do you root for this guy? How? I don't care how badly you want Big Blue to win it all. I don't care if you've got those stripes on your helmet lining your ass crack with a tattoo. I don't know how you root for this guy. He's insufferable. He should be your Eli Manning. I hate Eli Manning. I love my Giants. I hate Eli, though. I can't root for Eli. I can root for the G-Men. Harbaugh is Eli. Eli is Harbaugh. They are completely unrootable people. Hey, Eli, want to take a pay cut? F you. Hey, Eli, want to walk away gracefully? I'm going to management. Hey, Eli, we're going to draft your successor. No, you're not. Like, he's Eli.
Oh, Mike, please, no. Don't go to Eli.
Well,
no.
I'm just saying at least Eli's won something.
Yes,
the point is, I can't root. I don't know how a Michigan fan can be proud of this guy as a coach. Like, think about the level of hypocrisy. Harbaugh burnt your school down when he was the coach at Stanford. He basically called you an academic fraud. He went back and looked back the opposite of fondly at his experience and basically called you an academic fraud and then propped up his own school. Now he's there and he's propagating the same fraud. Like,
they welcomed him with open arms.
I mean, it's just like, how do you root for this cat?
I guarantee you most Michigan fans agree with everything Jim Harbaugh does and
because
says.
Because it's a cult. It's always been a cult. You have to suspend disbelief. You have to look back or look forward. You can't look at what's going on. Why do you think they celebrate the past so much? Because the present blows. Hey, sweet, we went 10-3. Yeah, that's cool. Who cares? Hey, David, do me a favor. Ask me, why don't you take a look at what my disposition is going to be if MSU goes 10-3 this year? Fart noise. 10-3? You kidding me? That's like being the most attractive ugly dude. What kind of award is that? You're Clooney or nothing. That's how it works.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.